actually have a sort of a fan club over there, and I, you two can buy these at Orvis. I've got two stories real quick. The one that I was going to start telling was about this outfit, which my wife gave me the pants. I actually went out and bought the jacket on my own. Last year I had the honor of being at the BSO Holiday Spectacular, and I had dinner at a restaurant up the street on Charles Street, who's not one of your sponsors, and it's a three-letter restaurant, and it begins with Marie and it ends in Bistro. Had a wonderful holiday evening, was looking forward to listening to the BSO Pops. And I'm a pretty adventuresome guy, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to have some bouillabaisse, and it was delicious, and the service was lousy. But I got to the spectacular, and, God, it really was warm. And was it the jacket? Was it the lights? Was it me? It was the bouillabaisse. Right as the show ended, I broke out in an unbelievable sweat, made it to the lobby where I basically fell out. I was prostrate on the floor as all these kids in their holiday regalia were going past and were probably going, oh, look at the little drunk. And I, you know what, death was an option, and I wish I had taken it. Hadn't had food poisoning in many years. I've got to tell you, the BSO was spectacular. Because they called, folks from the Meyerhof called me up to make sure I was well. But the true story I want to tell you is it was September of 2003. My family and I are blessed. We live on the water. And actually, it's why we came to Baltimore from Jersey. Yo, exit 143. And we have this wonderful house in the water, and we have a nice relationship. The water stays at the end of the dock. We stay in the property until Isabel came. Don't feel bad. Everything's cool. So Isabel proceeded to take out the floors, the walls, and everything else, including two cars. You would have thought we would have moved them, but we didn't. And trying to get a contractor was just about impossible, but we did. And it's going on Christmas. My wife and I are from a broken family. Hers is from Connecticut, mine's from Jersey. And so we do this round with them all the time. So we could not stay in the house. We had no floors. We had no, well, you cut sheetrock at 4 feet, so it's easier to replace. It wasn't a good sight. So we decided to go to New York, got to see Wicked, which was great, paid $120 for an orchestra suite. And I got to tell you, we were in the lobby. So we come back, and Christmas was great. My kids were used to going up and back and forth to Jersey and Connecticut, and Christmas was like a 3-day holiday for them, opening presents all the time. We come back, and needless to say, the house was pretty dreary, and there was nothing up. There was no tree. There was no nothing. My kids were in college at the time. My wife and I said, look, we're going to the movies. Went to the movies, forgot what we saw. Came home. My kids put up a Christmas tree, lights, ornaments, and the whole thing. Great kids, right? Terrific kids. God bless them. My daughter paid for the Christmas tree the day after Christmas.
Mark Illuminati.